bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.
Well, whatever mode of transportation you choose, bicycle or public transportation or Lyft or Uber or car or gas-guzzling pickup truck, I hope you will join us tomorrow morning for the fifth birthday party for this show, and we will be at the Sam Adams Tap Room, downtown Boston, 6 to 10, free breakfast. The first 75 of you there tomorrow morning get an incredible gift bag to take home from Sam Adams. They brewed a beer for you to celebrate this show, so you can sample that. Start the weekend right. Lots of special guests. I mentioned a bunch of them earlier. I was just alerted that, speaking of special guests, we will be joined tomorrow morning by Julia Hill, who will make her way over before school starts in East Boston, and she has to get back to teaching. So should be an excellent morning tomorrow morning, and can't wait to see all of you there.
She already has to get back to teaching?
What? Soon?
Julia?
What?
When? Like, when do they go back to school?
Oh, like another couple weeks. I mean, summer's over, Courtney. I hate to break it to you.
Labor Day's really early. It's the second.
She's probably preparing.
Yeah.
Got to
get ready. Get ready. Got a real issue with you on the DMs, Coach, from Brenda with an underscore B, if you care to answer. You have enraged Brenda, who says, I'll read it verbatim. I put up with a lot of nonsense from Wiggy, but his misogyny during Courtney's lead this morning was really bothersome.
Please say verbatim.
It's 2024, and a woman can't propose to a man? What, should she be in Wiggy's kitchen making him a sandwich? Yeah!
Well, if it's a good sandwich.
So your lead this morning was an Olympian.
Yes.
Who, after her event yesterday,
She
broke a record.
Came in fourth.
And then went over and proposed to her longtime boyfriend.
Longtime boyfriend. 9 years that they were together. And before people say, like, Shem, oh, well, we don't know the power dynamic. Or maybe he proposed and she said, not yet. And then he said, okay, when you're ready. Nope. She said, he didn't, basically, to sum it up, if he's not going to do it, I guess I have to.
You're right.
I'm shocked that you don't like that.
No.
I'm with
Why?
You, Courtney.
I more power to her. I'm fine with what she did. Shame on the guy. Shame on the guy.
Shame on him?
Shame.
There's
shame.
Zero shame in that game.
Oh,
for
my God. You look so just bad. The fact that this Olympian woman just ran a big event, and in the back of her mind, she's saying, 9 years, 9 years, 9 years, and he still hasn't done it? Well, I guess I got to take matters into my own hand.
Yes, I look so bad that a gorgeous woman who just ran an Olympic event wants to propose to me on television for the entire world to see. Yes, I look awful.
you do
look bad.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
No,
I don't understand how that makes you look bad.
Because you are an absolute puss to just be waiting around for 9 years twiddling your thumb while this woman is waiting for you to say that you want to spend the rest of your life with her.
And ride the train with me, Courtney. Women, there are just certain...
And I don't think... Let me just say something. What was her name? Barbara underscore B. Wiggy wasn't saying
Brenda.
Brenda underscore B. Wiggy wasn't saying this woman should be in the kitchen. He was just saying that it looks bad for the guy that this woman has been waiting around for 9 years. Mm-hmm. And then on the biggest day of her life, she has to get on her knee and propose to him.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't have to do it there or at that time. She wants to do it then. She wants to do it at that time. How is that a bad thing?
Right. Because they're
seeking attention much?
No. There are certain things, Greg, that I look at and I go, okay, it's an obligation for a man to propose to his woman.
That's outdated thinking.
It might be outdated thinking.
It's outdated thinking.
If a woman makes
more, that's rich coming from Greg.
If a woman makes more than a man, I got no issue with it. If I'm the guy, I'm screaming from the top of the mountain, hey, my wife makes more than me. But there are just certain things that are like, okay, here's what we do as men, that women probably have their certain things that it just, it's not a good look.
Do you think she wanted to have to do this?
No.
No.
We wouldn't know how long they were dating if she didn't want to have to do it.
And she would have said, I wanted to do this. She said, I decided because he wasn't going to do it that I had to.
Exactly.
Right.
That's like somebody having to pay because the other guy refuses to go into his wallet. It's not some great gesture. You're doing it because at some point the bill has to be paid.
And how many dudes are looking at you sideways, his boys, when they're sitting there and they go, and she goes, it's like a bunch of couples. Hey, so let's tell about the engagement proposal story. And the guy, and everybody's looking for him getting ready to talk. And she's like, so here's what happened. I just set a record in a race and then I proposed to him.
And the people that are like, it's their business, Coco. No. If it was their business, they wouldn't be doing it on worldwide TV at an event like that.
And to the texter who's saying, wait, to the people saying it's their business, you're getting into Courtney's business about what she's talking about. So follow your own rules.
Welcome to Coco and her made up narrative. Styles with wolves __. What part of this is made up? I read her quote verbatim, and this is exactly what happened. She said that he wouldn't do it for 9 years, so she had to.
What were you about to say?
Yeah, if...
Because you're sort of in this position.
No, I'm not.
You've been together for a long...
She's going to propose.
Maybe you're not. I'm not trying.
I'm very much not, but okay,
thank you. You've been dating Lauren for quite some time.
Are you going to let DMs propose to you?
If she wanted to, that's fine. Is she going to pay, for the ring? Huh?
Be
she
quiet.
Gonna pay for the ring? What?
Julia came to you and said, "Dad, 9 years. He still hasn't proposed. So I guess I'm gonna do it." You would tell her, "Run for the hills."
I'm a modern man. I'm not into gender roles.
My dad's
not
preach.
About I'm gender into, roles.
I'm into breaking down traditional gender.
No,
roles.
you're into moose roles.
It's not about gender roles.
It's like
chivalry. You pull a woman's seat out. You open a door for her. Right?
Do you think somebody needs to ask the father's permission for their hand?
Hell yeah!
Oh my god!
Did she ask his dad?
Right.
I mean,
how was that conversation? Yes.
Sorry, Shime. What were you going to say to Courtney? You don't remember.
I might forget my point. Courtney says she had to do this. She didn't have to do it after the Olympics, after she just ran a race on national TV or on international TV for literally the entire world to see. She didn't have to do that. She chose to do that. She wanted to do that.
Yeah, good for her. Bad on him.
She did.
How is that bad on him? It's good for both of them.
No,
it's good for their relationship. That's what they decided ultimately to do.
We can agree to disagree. And
because he could have said no.
If I went to my dad and I said, "Dad, I really want to get married, and Santo's just not doing it, and it's been 9 years," my dad would say, "Courtney, pack your bags." Right.
You know why
that's fine. You and your dad view
Shime,
it. That's not how they view it.
Shime,
right? She's still with him.
But that's how I view it. So that's what I'm talking
about. That is
about.
How she viewed it up until 8 years.
Shime, do you know why she did it?
Because she wanted to.
No. Because she knew he wasn't going to get off the pot.
Okay, and that's so who she wants.
But if you think a guy's not going to get off the pot, then leave. Why would you marry him then? If he can't make a decision like that, then why would you marry him?
For love.
If it was my daughter, I would tell her.
For love.
I would be like, Courtney.
No, you can't. That's talking up both sides of your mouth. If you think it's for love, but you think it's a bad love.
No.
I absolutely can. Have you ever been in love with a douche? It's the same exact thing.
It happens all the time. She did it because she knew she'd probably been talking to this dude forever. Like, when we gonna get married? Yep. He's dragging his feet, and she probably says the only way I can get him to do it is if I pull his card on national TV. Yep.
He could have said
no.
Right. Well, he could still say no.
And they're
not married yet.
He already looks like a douche. Can you imagine if he says no? He's even he's like a 10-time douche.
And Greg, one of the big mistakes of my life was I took women's studies in college and thinking it would be a fun class. Mm. I was the only guy in there, and boy, was it a mistake.
So if Shime's cool with this, what's your girl's name again?
Lauren.
Lauren. So the role that Shime lives in, because there are certain things I think men do, if somebody says something to Lauren in the club, Shime's like, "You can handle yourself." I'm not fighting
she
this
hockey.
Guy.
She can fight.
I'm not stepping in.
Lauren,
she can kick
got
my
this.
Ass.
You got. Hey, listen, I'm not going to step in and fight this dude, Lauren.
Well, a texter,
you can do it.
Oh, a dude, yeah, I'd step in.
A texter says it's hard, like that. Scheim is a sub. So it's hard to understand his perspective.
That's
on
in
it.
The bedroom. That's a different scenario.
Oh God!
But there are just certain things. Like if it's 2 a.m, Scheimer, here's another one for you. And you guys are driving on the highway, and there's a flat tire.
Yeah, get out and change it.
What,
I know
why?
How to change a tire. I'd
why?
Like
what if she goes? Hey, you know,
still have a donut on
what if
your car.
Scheim, what if
that's
she?
My car.
Scheim, what if she goes? No, I'm going to do it.
I'd let her do, if she wants to do it. She can do it. I don't like. Yeah. What do you want from me?
Right. He'd roll the window down every once in a while and go, how long is this going to take?
Yes.
This is Bob from Londonderry.
Hey, Lord, go out there and shovel the walk, for Christ's
right.
sake.
Bob.
Hey, guys, I was listening to your topic, and I thought I'd tell Courtney. She'll get a kick out of the story. Many years ago, long, long time ago, I was dating my wife then. She lived in the Lowell area. She came from a Greek family. Went on for a long time. And she kept dropping subtle hints saying, I'm not waiting forever. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, she's got other offers. I better do something. So I went behind her back, got a couple of her girlfriends and said, can you go ring shopping with me? They said, sure. It took a little bit of time. In the interim, she's looking at different things, wondering, why is Bob contacting either two of my girlfriends? So finally, she was almost getting mad, and I said, we're going to see Cats to play in Boston. We'll get on early. We're going to do a little shopping. She's still kind of mad. She goes, okay. So we go to Barmiki and Brothers down there at the time, and there was, and anyway, we got there, and her two friends were there, and she goes, what are you doing here? Are you shopping? She goes, no. We've been here going with Bob to try to get you something that he thought, and at the time, there were three rings, yeah. 6,000, 8,000, and 10. She settled for the 12.5.
Yeah, Bob, I hate to break it to you, but you got Ayuked. That's what happened to you. She didn't have anybody else.
Yeah, but
she Ayuked you. She used a fake offer to get more and get you to propose. And so it doesn't matter to me who does it.
It should. There are just certain things that, even though they might seem outdated, like there are just certain things that men should do for women, and proposing to them is one of those things where I always look at, a man should always propose to a woman.
Or you talk about it beforehand, and if in your relationship the man says, I want to be proposed to, and that's what you guys want to do, then do it that way. There's no issue there. But that is not what happened here. Let's be clear. Not what happened here. If it's a relationship of two women, there's usually a conversation of who's going to propose to who. Oh. Two men, who's going to propose to who.
Well, that's different.
But I'm saying if you are in a heterosexual relationship and you decide that the man wants to be proposed to, that's your own business. That's not what happened
here. Even that should be a red flag, right? If you and a man are talking about marriage, I could see if the guy's like, I don't want to get married, right? He lets you know beforehand this is something he doesn't want to do. You do, then that's an issue. You have to have a conversation about that. But it seems like they have been, Scheim and his girl talk about marriage.
Right.
So it's just his job as a man, knowing that she wants to get married one day, whenever that is, that he is obligated to propose to her. That's just the natural way of doing things.
Hello, Jack.
Hey, yo, man. How are you?
What's up?
So listen. The reason he never proposed to her is because he doesn't want to get married.
Right.
Because he knows it's a contract. To get into it, you don't got to sign nothing. But when you get out of it, you got to go in front of a judge. That man is smart.
Yeah. That's why most people don't get married.
Right. And
they
need
an easy access, an escape plan.
So to be clear, if Lindsay proposed to you, Greg, you'd be fine with it.
Yes.
If Talina proposed to you, Wiggy.
That would never happen.
I would never propose to Santo. Curtis, have you ever got proposed to?
I have twice. I've said yes.
But you would not be for it?
This is such a stupid argument. I hate that people are even acting like this is normal.
Right.
Like, this woman wanted to get married to this guy for a very long time. She realized it was never going to happen. I think, subconscious, it was her way of pantsing him at her biggest moment before they get to this decision.
Yeah.
Because she's like, look at me, I'm on top of the world, you schmuck. Right. I've been sitting here, sitting on your hands.
If I ever felt pantsed, though, I would just leave. Clearly, he said yes and didn't want to leave.
Because you, if you can't say no.
Yes, you absolutely can.
She's already got down on one knee and proposed to you. You already look like a douche. And if you say no,
Wiggy, how many times do you see Jumbotron proposals go bad?
A few.
Like, there's quite a few. Yeah. You could say no.
No.
I would say the Jumbotron are probably 95% success rate.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I am for equality when it comes to gender roles, especially at the self-serve gas station.
China.
All right.
It's not shiny. Get out there and fix that tire.
Take a break.
Were you putting some of that wiper fluid, for Christ's sake?
She fixed the sink the other day. Is that a problem?
Coming up at 9, the Red Sox front office report.